Lisa Kidd drove 2 hours to be here today at the Chatsworth Treatment Center, Counseling Solutions.
You can go on up to window 2.
She's here just like she is every 27 days to pick up about a month's worth of methadone. The nurse hands her 27 pill bottles in a row, and one after the other, Kidd throws them in a lockbox.
It don't matter how I put them in here, because once I get back to Tennessee, next to the Smokies, they're going to be everywhere anyway.
The nurse hands her another dose. This one's for today.
All right, thank you.
Kid's been on methadone for almost 30 years. She says it's the only thing that's been able to pull her out of her opiates addiction.
I've went into treatment, so many treatment centers, I can't even think of all of them, and they just didn't work for me.
So she drives 2 hours from Wallen, Tennessee to Chatsworth, Georgia, every 27 days. She has closer options. Knoxville has 2 clinics, but she says that those are too expensive.
I don't know. I can't afford the prices that they have in my hometown.
Methadone isn't the only thing that brings Lisa Kidd to Northwest Georgia.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
She gets counseling, too, from Zach Talbot, who owns and operates this clinic. Zach himself is from Tennessee, and he wanted to open an opiate treatment program back home, but he said it was too difficult under the current regulations. So he opened up in Chatsworth, Georgia, 20 miles from the Tennessee border.
When we opened, we were the only opioid treatment program in our county and in all the counties that border us. And so I wanted to come to an area that needed treatment.
This bothers some Chatsworth residents. 2 stoplights down from Talbot's clinic, it's lunchtime at the Brass Lantern, a cafeteria-style meat-and-three-sides kind of place. A local construction worker points me in the direction of Judge Eric Hooker, who's in the middle of lunch with colleagues.
We're a small community. We take care of our own here, and we don't need problems from other communities brought into our community.
This isn't just an issue for Chatsworth or Murray County. It's something that all of Northwest Georgia is dealing with. In Catoosa County, Sheriff Gary Sisk says opiates are ravaging his community.
We're seeing our young people dying left and right. And this is a huge problem, a definite problem.
He just doesn't know if methadone is the answer for people in his community or others.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not totally against methadone clinics. I'm just saying we have enough that everybody doesn't need to pile up on the state line just because it's more complicated to go into another state.
Georgia has 72 methadone clinics. Tennessee has 12.
It's not that there isn't any methadone clinics in the state of Tennessee. There are answers within their own jurisdiction and with their own boundaries. I have my own home area that I have to look after.
But even for his own residents, Sheriff Sisk is skeptical about whether this stuff even works.
And I do have an issue that there is no push for anyone on methadone to wean off of methadone. And to be honest, I mean, look at it. A methadone clinic is in the business to make money. Why would they want to wean their clients off of methadone?
Neil Campbell's heard that one before. She's executive director of the Georgia Council on Substance Abuse. And she says, sure, methadone can go wrong.
Oh, it absolutely can be abused, and it can be harmful. It can be dangerous. You can overdose from methadone as well. There are people who have overdosed and died from methadone.
But she says when coupled with counseling, there's a good chance it could go right.
When it's prescribed and it's used in the right way, along with a behavioral therapy, it's highly successful in treating opiate addiction.
Still, she admits that Sheriff Sisk may be onto something.
They may be right. It may be, there may be some nefarious things going on in those clinics, but if they're well-run clinics that are well-regulated and operated, I think they would change their minds.
A bill that passed the Georgia General Assembly this past spring increases regulation for methadone clinics. It limits how many clinics a region can have. Still, the price of treatment in neighboring states may keep methadone tourists flocking to Georgia. It can cost up to $40 a week more in Tennessee than it does here. And that's enough to keep people like Lisa Kidd driving 2 hours each way every 27 days to Northwest Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Olivia Reingold.